From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This week, we're bringing you a series of stories about Latinos in America. Our reporting is inspired by a poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. One of the findings that stood out was a striking difference in openness about sexual orientation. The poll indicates that Latinos born in the U.S. approach the issue quite differently than immigrants do. NPR's Jasmine Garst explores how some Latin American immigrant parents have responded to their gay children.
Oscar Martinez was 9 when his family emigrated to the U.S., but he still remembers life in Honduras.
When I was growing up in the 90s in Honduras, LGBTQ people were invisible. They would only come out at night, and they were sort of like urban myths, como la canción de Willy Colón, ¿no? Tendrás que ser
un gran varón. Martinez is referring to El Gran Varón, a famous salsa song from the 80s about a young man, Simón, who emigrated to the U.S. to become trans, only to die of AIDS at 30. Oscar says he used to hear his family talk about the song and he felt sad. Oscar was angry as a teenager. He thinks it was because he didn't understand that he was gay up until college. One night while visiting on vacation, he came out to his father.
What I said was, you know, Dad, you know I'm never going to marry a woman. He was really, got really quiet and sort of pale, even though my father is very dark-skinned.
Even though they're now completely accepting, his father told him he was giving up the chance of having children. His mother was scared.
She starts crying, and then she told me, you know, we love you no matter what, and we'll be as supportive as possible. But do you realize that you're already like a Latino brown man? How are you going to handle another label?
The Martinez family is emblematic of a finding in our survey. 15% of immigrants we surveyed declined to reveal their sexual orientation, gay or straight. While nearly all Latinos born in the U.S. were much more open, 99% gave us that information. Life for people in the LGBT communities of Latin America can be rough, very rough. And those memories can be hard to forget.
My mom is from Talca. Papi's from Santiago.
Camila Fierro was born to Chilean immigrants fleeing the brutal Pinochet dictatorship. She came out to her parents in college.
Life would be harder. She just said that. She's, it's so much harder. It's already so hard as a woman, and it's already so hard as a Latina woman. And my point was like, I am already brown. I am already a woman. Like, why not?
She says her mother still struggles with the memory of life in Chile.
It was so closed and shuttered, and people were ostracized, and terrible things did happen that they think it's still the same way.
Their fears are not unfounded. Days before I meet Fierro for the first time, 4 Chilean youths are handed life sentences for torturing and killing a gay man. In the days around the sentencing, another gay man was beaten into a coma. Professor Lourdes Torres teaches Latin American and Latino studies at DePaul University. She points out that in the last decade, gay marriage has been legalized in Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and parts of Mexico.
There's this idea that while white middle classes are progressing, everybody else is still stuck in this static, old-fashioned, kind of primitive ideology.
A recent survey conducted by the Pew Hispanic Center points out that a majority of Latinos favor same-sex marriage, a major shift in a short amount of time. Gladys Rodriguez, a nanny from Peru living in Chicago, remembers when her son told her he's gay. She says she was afraid that his schoolmates would bully or reject him. And some parents did forbid their children to hang out with him. But many others came forward to support him. Parents, she says, also have to come out of the closet and be openly supportive of their gay children. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.